When I was born, the world was a far simpler place. It was all just cops and robbers. But it wasn't for me. Then came the summer of love. Hashish and LSD arrived on the scene. There were villains locked away for 12 years for robbing a bank of 10 grand, doing time with drippy hippies who were doing 12 months for smuggling 2 million quid's worth of puff. I mean, work it out, mate. We're in the wrong fucking game. Drugs changed everything. Always remember that one day all this drug monkey business will be legal. They won't leave it to people like me. Not when they finally figure out how much money there is to be made. Not millions. Fucking billions. Recreational Drugs PLC. Giving people what they want. Good times today, stupor tomorrow. But this is now. So until Prohibition ends, make hay while the sun shines. I'm not a gangster. I'm a businessman whose commodity happens to be cocaine. I mean, 10 years ago, a bit of Charlie was for pop stars or a celebrity's birthday bash. It was demonized by Daily Mail readers getting drunk in naff wine bars. Now they're my biggest clients. This is Clarkie. Double first at Cambridge in industrial chemistry. Well, he's got to pay off his student loan somehow. Today, I only deal in kilos. And depending on which tariff you use, that'll cost you either 28 grand or 15 years in prison. Which is more time than a rapist. C'est la vie. It is vital that we work to a few golden rules. Always work in a small team. Keep a very low profile. Only deal with people who come recommended. I mean, it's like selling anything. Washing machines, handmade shoes, blowjobs. As long as you don't take the piss, people will always come back for more. I mean, that's not to say that we don't weave that special kind of magic that makes 2 kilos into 3, but never be too greedy. Know and respect your enemy. It is only very, very stupid people who think the law is stupid. And avoid, like the fucking plague, loud, attention-seeking wannabe gangsters in it for the glory, to be a face, to be a name.
Hello, Slavon. Yes, the Duke. Everything's sweet. Thank you, mate.
They don't mean to fuck up.
Well?
They just do.
I know.
Now, forgive me for stating the obvious, but stay away from the end user. They are guaranteed to bring you trouble. As do guns. I hate guns. And violence. But, as some Roman general once said, if you seek peace, plan for war. Morty and his assistant Terry, they watch my back. Morty learned to be cautious the hard way. He did 10 years inside. He's my bridge to the criminal world, and he ensures that the traffic is one way.
Look, there's Amsterdam, and there's Dortmund.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking clone, none of them speak English.
Come on, get in the car. Get in the car. I'm sure it's that way.
Yeah, I'll move up.
I bet you it's that way.
No, we've already been that way.
Yeah, but we're going to go that way again.
Yeah, I'll kiss
the map. I'll come start a period. For fuck's sake, I've been having a period.
You can't be that difficult. How many fucking greenhouses can there be?
Morty?
Yeah.
Ferris?
Thanks, mate.
Barkey?
Very, very important. Pay your supplier prompt. In our case, that's Mr. Jimmy Price. He's the top of the pyramid. Pay him. In full, on time, without fail, no short counts, you get no second chances. Jimmy calls the shots.
Where the fuck is Gene?
I don't know, mate. Ask me one on sport.
What time does your watch tell?
Probably the same as yours.
And he's never late.
Would you two shut the fuck up?
Patience.
Gene here is Jimmy's right-hand man. Been with him since way back. All the drugs and cash go through Gene. Jimmy trusts him with his life.
Oh, by the way, Jimmy would like to see you tomorrow for a spot of lunch.
Wait a minute. Is there a problem?
Why does everybody assume there's a problem just because Jimmy wants to have a word? Huh? Maybe he's grateful. He fucking should be. See you at Stoke Park at 1.
So beautiful.
Right, we need to get in and out of here sharpish, holding the tide anchor away.
Everyone likes to walk through a door marked private, therefore have a good reason to be affluent. I own a share in a very successful letting agency. Gives me an honest income. Looks good on the self-assessment. Whereas years ago, scallywags were trying desperately hard to get money out of banks, now your problem is how to get your ill-gotten gains into the bank. Well, that's a job for Mr. Singh. He does my laundry, and in a week's time, it will be ready for collection in the form of a nice, clean check for around $1 million. The business is on the up and up, but I've always said, have a plan and stick to it. Quit while you're ahead. So barring any fuck-ups, I'm leaving it all behind.
No, we got the parcel. Yeah, better than expected, actually. But it's just that things have gone a little bit slightly turbo this end. Come on, boys, lively.
If we miss this tide, we're not going anywhere till daylight.
Oh, you ain't being paid to moan, mate. You're being paid to get my cargo home.
Life is so fucking good, I can taste it in my spit. I'll treat tomorrow's lunch like the Last Supper, vain interest in the old boy's nostalgic tales, and then leave quietly forever.
Follow me, gentlemen. Mr. Price is in the oval room. Your guest, Mr. Price.
Thanks, Angelo. Welcome. Sit down.
How are you getting on with that packy accountant I put you away? You still doing the business?
Raj is doing a very good job. He's a
good. Paying a bit of straight goes tax, eh?
Well, we all have to do our bit, don't we, Mr. Price?
Say hello from me next time you see him. You hungry? The grub here will make your bollocks tingle. Let's eat.
we got to do now is test the old snap, crackle and pop factor on these little babies.
Well, don't ask me. I ain't fucking touching them.
You are a miserable bastard. You really are. Brian.
What?
Sit down, mate. Got a little treat for you. Help yourself.
A little privacy, please, Angela. What do you want, son?
Excuse me?
In life, what are you after? A shot at the title? A seat by the band?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Price. That's a very expansive question.
Right, expansive. Good answer. You know, years ago, some people would have thought you were a homosexual using a word like expensive. You're not a homosexual, are you?
No.
Not behind me to rent?
No.
Nah, I didn't think you were. No harm in it, I suppose. Times change. You know why people like you can't leave this business? Because you make too much money for people like me. Anyway, I'll get to the point. I need a favour. I need someone who's a bit cute, a bit of a smooth operator, not a two-a-penny loudmouth, too many grasses around.
Well, it would be a pleasure, Mr. Price.
Jimmy. You can call me Jimmy. Now, this favour, it's not for me, if the truth be told. It's for a good friend of mine. Like a blood brother. We were at school together. Now he's a right wheeler dealer, flinging up skyscrapers. His wife's a proper blue blood. I'll give you a clue. Eddie Temple. Does that name mean anything to you?
I know who you mean.
Now, Eddie's got a daughter, Charlie, bless her. The light of his life. He worships the ground she walks on. She's a proper beauty, Charlie, or to give her a correct moniker, Charlie Spencer Temple. Bet she ain't behaving like a lady. She's hooked on the white powder and loves a wrong'un. And this is where you come in, right? You're going to find her.
Find her?
She's gone missing.
Well, you should get a private detective.
Oh, right. Well, some nosy ex-policeman still on the payroll at Scotland Yard, you mean?
Yeah, but...
She's done a runner from a drug rehabilitation unit in the West Country.
Right, rehab.
She got loved up in there with some fucking low-life crackhead called Kinky. Well, I reckon they've legged it back to London.
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Every now and then, we're asked to do something above and beyond the call of duty. It's called sacrifice, son. Ask Jean. Ask Morty.
I'll do my best.
You do your best and find her. Keep Mr. Maguire posted. Also got a little business, more in your usual line. Jean will fill you in on the details.
I hope everything was to your satisfaction, Mr. Price.
Fucking excellent, Angela.
Thank you.
Details, details. Things to do, things to get done. Don't bother me with details, just tell me when they're done. Who said that, son?
Winston Churchill?
Close. No, I said it. James Lionel Price. Good boy.
I'll see you two at the yard tomorrow, say 4 o'clock. I'll tell you about that bit of business. I've set up a meet for 5 with the Duke.
What's with him? He's just had one of these. He's a super ease, mate. We're gonna make millions!
Hey, I don't care. This is my boatyard, man. No, I want those pills and that fucking idiot out of here now. I can't afford to get nicked.
Paul, calm down, mate. What's the matter with you? I've got Jean coming down with a buyer. You'll be in your whack. Here, chill. Have a pill.
Jean, why aren't we doing business with the Duke?
Yeah. Why are we dealing with this joker? He's a fucking maniac, a relic, a throwback. Belongs to the Dark Ages, Gene.
Will you just shut the fuck up? We're dealing with the Duke because he has 1 million ecstasy pills of very high levels of MDMA, okay?
1 million? Gene, that is a lot of pills. What's the tax on that?
Jimmy wants 50% netto.
Love a bit of cloak and dagger, this lad, don't he?
Oh, yeah, driving a bright yellow Range Rover. Very subtle.
You two calm down. You feel better once you got your money out.
Yeah. Well, how much can he spend in Parker for this crap, Gene?
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't go getting Duke out. Jimmy doesn't want him fucked about, okay?
Who? Me?
Don't you fucking talk to me like I'm some kind of mug. Fucking talk to me like
Duke,
that.
Duke, don't take this personally. It's business. Now, you want to know how much these pills are worth?
Yes, fucking please.
Right, now, just because you pay a fiver a pop down the local cattle market, don't, for fuck's sake, start thinking these pills are worth millions. They're not. We've got to find someone to buy these pills, and then they've got to split them up into parcels of, say, I don't know, 100,000. They've got to find these people. It's hard work.
Oh, you give a fucking aspirin an headache, pal.
Then you've got currency fluctuations, you've got police activity, you've got adverse publicity. I mean, you tell me. Who has got the readies lying around to pay for a million each?
This is fucking bullshit! Shut the son of fuck up!
Duke, we all want a good deal out of this.
Mate, look. That parcel of pills has got to be worth 5 million easy!
£5 each, yeah?
You're fucking joking! It doesn't work like that!
Don't keep fucking saying that to me!
I've got some samples. I'll stay in touch with Gene, okay?
You wouldn't be so fucking flash if you didn't have him behind you, would you, eh?
Yeah. Well, he fucking has, ain't he?
Where the fuck did these monkeys get a million E's?
Don't worry about that. Can you place them?
No, we know someone up north who can buy them. Morty, set up a meeting with Trevor and Shanks in Liverpool.
Well, what's really bothering me, of course, is what colour to get the Aston.
Well, as you're driving it yourself, probably green is a good idea.
Green?
Yeah.
Well, it's a trifle dull, I think. What do you think, Rosa?
Black. Yeah, black.
Black? You can't have black. Black's come for a hearse or a taxi.
No, don't be so conservative, you guys. I think black's a splendid idea.
Oh, hello. Look who it is. Sit down. Do join us.
Can we have a word?
Our dreary broker has arrived. Hugo, follow me.
Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. Drink some more champagne.
Yeah, sure.
Especially you. I like it when you're drunk.
Yeah, you're the master of that.
So what are you up to tomorrow?
Oh, we're doing the number on these young American birds.
Yes. Who am I today?
You, my son, are in fact the Earl of Oxford.
The Earl of Oxford?
Fucking hell.
So what's this bit of business then, eh?
Well, it's something a bit strange. Can you find somebody for me really quickly?
Well, how quickly?
$20,000 quickly.
Okay, got our attention. Very nice. I suppose this is the boyfriend. It's a bit unusual for you, this, isn't it? What's going on?
Doesn't matter, can you do it?
Yeah.
Should be a dollar.
I'm the same, aren't they? Fucking junkies and crackheads.
Chuck him a few quid. Have a cough.
Is there anything else?
No.
All right, well, we must get back to work, old boy.
No.
Oi.
All right, mate. I'm the Duke's nephew. Remember me, Sydney.
Sydney. Yes. Hello, mate. How are you? I'm just off. You have a nice night.
How you doing? What are you doing here? I hear you're doing a bit of business with my uncle, the Duke.
Oh, great. Why don't you tell the whole fucking room?
This is Tammy.
Who's your mate, Sydney?
He's a good mate of my uncle's, the Duke. He was just going.
Yeah, well, stick around and have a drink before you do, yeah?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I've got VIP down here. Nice little booth. Charisma! He's fucking got it. I mean, I know he's my uncle and all that, but you can't deny it, know what I mean? Boy, if you want anything, right... Just tell me, because I've got right straightened out in here. If you want anyone in the back, I'm your man.
Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you got the love I need to see me through.
mate. Knock yourself out.
Lovely, isn't she? It's your darling.
City baby, I can tell it's alive now.
Sydney, it's been great. I'll see you, man. Thanks for the champagne.
You let me know when you're happy, Mr. Lucky.
The warm down your way.
We'll get busy, Trevor.
Everyone wants a slice as well.
Same wherever you go. Greedy people.
Yeah, it's all clear, Shanks.
You lot would know all about that, wouldn't you?
What the fuck's that, Shanks?
Well, not you lot, but the team down your end, like you don't know.
No offence, Shanks, but what the fuck are you talking about?
You really do surprise me, do you know that?
Do you know something we don't?
Don't! Be giving it the big fucking innocent pal. Because I am not a fucking prick.
I never said you were, Shanks.
Cool it, Shanks. You really don't know? Explain.
I was over in Amsterdam last weekend, right? The whole place is alight with the rumour about how this hooligan outfit from down your end run by this, this joker. He's called a duke.
Gaither, go and find them fucking pills.
Right, come on.
Now, he scanned his outfit like a proper, nutty Serbian militia.
No, Mr. Duke, you're the first person ever to be foolish enough to try and steal from me.
Shut up.
But you're not the first adversary to hold a gun to my head.
Shut up, or I'll be the last.
Fuck me. And he got lucky because he just knocked up a massive batch.
Fucking jackpot.
The hardest fucking me in the fuck is here! Yes.
You watch him.
That looks very heavy for you, darling.
Fuck off.
Why don't you put it out?
Why don't you fucking shut up?
Look at you, little girl, playing games, guns.
I ain't no fucking little girl. Why don't you shut up?
You, you are shaking.
Fuck off, why don't you shut up?
Are you going to show up?
I said fuck off, yeah?
Why don't you put it down?
Why don't you listen to me? Why don't you fucking...
Get down!
Fuck off!
Get down!
Calm down.
This will not be the end of this, Mr. Duke. Believe me.
Geyser, go and load them pills. But he got unlucky. Because this lot are wanted for fucking war crimes, mass murder, ethnic cleansing. They're lunatics. They're wanted by the United fucking Nations. Think about that.
Let's get this clear. Duke has absolutely sweet fuck all to do with us, understand? Everyone in Amsterdam believes that he has. He banded your name, suppose.
What? The word on the Straz is they've unleashed their top boy. His name is...
Dragan, ești unui tipul ăsta. Da, domnule, i-am promis că-i tai capul. Tai capul!
He's parting peacefully. He's lobbing people's heads off. Then fetching him back to his boss.
It's all about honor and respect with these headbanger nationalist outfits.
That's right, they can't have it getting about that anybody has took liberties with them.
But we had absolutely nothing to do with the acquiring of said merchandise.
Okay, we accept that, okay. But with you lot up here punting this shipment, you tell me, how does it look?
Bad.
You do know, don't you, that we're only talking pennies an article. Stolen goods.
You won't want them then.
Let's not be too hasty. Me and him need to have a little think.
Well, don't think too long, because someone's going to make a killing on these pills.
They already have. That's the problem, get out.
That prick keeps me this with a bunch of fucking amateurs. I told you he was trouble, didn't I? But he ain't gonna drag me down with him. Try Gene again. What a fucking show.
He's not answering, Maud.
Okay. Try Jimmy at home. You sure? Will you fucking ring him?
Where are we going, Morty?
Back to the courtyard. Somebody's about to get a fucking slap.
Yes, Morty. Bad fucking time.
What a way to go. An iron burning a hole in your chest until your heart boils. Paulie would have told him anything then, wouldn't he? You see, that's what happens when you do business with loons.
Clarky, have a sniff about. Make some phone calls, but really quietly. Find out where the Duke's hold up. We're going to need an insurance policy.
What's the fucking idea of phoning me at home and leaving messages, you little prick?
Jimmy, it was an emergency.
Don't fucking call me Jimmy, you little tow rag. And what's the idea of telling Duke those pills ain't worth shit? Oh, you don't know the problems you've caused. And don't be leaving it to that pair of ponces, Cody and Tiptoes, to be finding that bitch Charlie.
Mr. Price.
I fucking told you to do it! You listening?
Find a buyer for those pills.
The person charged with moving those pills met with a very nasty
end. I don't give a fuck!
I tell you, the gaff is rotting in there.
Kinky's still here, isn't he?
Didn't Tiptoes tell you on the phone?
Tell me what? Have you let him go?
No, I haven't. He's in here. Kinky. I still want to be paid. So, if I've assessed the situation correctly, which I think I have, you three gearheads are going to be clucking very soon. If it's actually like clucking already, you're going to be climbing the fucking walls any minute, aren't you? But I'm prepared to do you a favour. You see, we can do this one or two ways. We can do it the nice way, which I think you'll prefer. Because the other way is that my friend here takes you one by one, puts your head through the fucking window. Right, so, what's Charlie here with Kinky? Yes, he was here for a couple of days. Kinky turned up with $5,000. $5,000? Who's giving Kinky $5,000? We don't know. Them two kept arguing. She was saying, do you think it's that easy taking that $5,000, messing them about? But she was still carrying the rocks and smoking the gear. Where is she now? Brighton. She kept begging Kinky to go with her. You're allowed to get away.
But the other night, yeah, I hear this noise. I'm like looking up there, and it's dark. But I see this geezer, like, and he's creeping around all in black. It's like something out of a fucking kung fu film, you know?
Pay no attention to him. He's a fucking nut.
You, son, shut the fuck up!
And you? You fucking tell him now. What geezer?
I don't know. I goofed out myself. And the next morning, she's gone and fucking Kinky's dead. What are you trying to tell me? That somebody's topped Kingy?
Kingy fucking Albatross. He always was a greedy fucker.
I fucking go over, man. I saw it with my very own fucking eyes, man.
You smoked too much of that.
You fucked him and he fucking robbed you.
Shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Get the fucking money. Get the fucking money.
Morty.
Oh, this is dodgy, mate. Mate, he's talking about murder.
He's talking shit. Now just get down to Brighton and finish the job.
I've got to talk to Tiptoes. It all smells a bit fishy.
I'll double your money.
All right, and I want 10G for finding Kingy.
That wasn't a fucking deal.
Yes or no?
Yes. Hello. Ambulance, please. 185 Kirby House, King's Cross. There's a dead boy. The door's open. My name. 185 Kirby House.
I'm not happy. The shit is out of control. You sort it out, or I'll sort you out.
Morty, Kingy OD, that's all. Charlie woke up, found him cold, freaked out, fucked off down to Brighton. Cody's gonna find her. But I'm gonna freshen these teas up, they're cold.
Morty!
Is that you? Where you been hiding there, eh? Good hell. What's going down this neck of the woods for, eh?
Hello, Freddy.
Yeah. So, Mr. Mortimer. Here, Morty. Couldn't spare us a few quid, could you? For old Tom's sake, and all that. You look well flushed, bro. Fuck me, he's loaded. Yeah. Could make it five, could you? Mate.
Let's make it 10.
Yeah.
10's a nice round number.
What's the matter with you?
How's your day been so far?
Very fucking funny.
Have you eaten? I'll have a chinky stand up.
No, I'm fine, thank you. Gene, who the fuck is Freddy?
Freddy used to run with me, Marty and Jimmy in this real kamikaze firm. In those days, we were headed up by this guy called Crazy Larry.
Yeah. Got shot, didn't he? Bit of a lunatic.
Well, that's another statement. They were a spun-out bunch, always doing loads of drugs.
Hey!
Not worried about keeping a low profile.
I love you.
Turn over anyone who couldn't go screaming to the law. No fucking problem, boys will be boys. Until one of them, Kilburn Jerry, shoots himself stone fucking dead. Now, this is a bit of a dilemma. Because this desperate posse can't call the law or an ambulance. Marty, out of some mad fucking sense of loyalty, actually volunteered to dispose of the body. No head. But things went a bit wrong. The guy Larry told to help him was Freddy Hurst. The total imbecile had fallen asleep at some traffic lights in a drunken, drug-induced stupor. Marty was still shut up in the back of the van with the headless body of Kilburn Jerry. In those days, being black was even worse than being Irish. They threw the book at Marty. Freddy got 3 years for aiding and abetting.
So Morty did 10 years because Freddy Hurst fell asleep?
But he kept his mouth shut. Did his board. Earned a lot of respect for that. And all because some kid was being ridden against his will by a bullying psychotic lunatic.
Who?
You! You fuck!
Larry!
Crazy Larry was gay.
He was never gay. Oh, Larry used to say,
fucking females is for puffs.
So who shot Crazy Larry, one of his boyfriends?
Probably. Larry made enemies very easy. Took liberties with too many straight lads.
Not for me.
Listen, son. Let me explain something to you. Freddy's in intensive care with a bit of a brain hemorrhage. You were there at the scene. That's called joint venture. Now, Freddy dies. You're either in the dock with Marty, or you're in the witness box, putting him away. Think about that.
You know, I will have one of those.
Oh, yeah. All right, fellas.
Where's Joe?
I don't know.
What do you mean, you don't know?
I don't know, I thought he was here.
Well, go and fucking find him!
He's probably having a night out while us fucking mugs babysit these.
Gene, what the fuck am I going to do about these Serbs?
Come here. I have something for you. You're gonna need one of these.
Fuck me, Gene. I fucking hope not. Are you trying to scare the shit out of me? I mean, I fucking hate guns. Although that one is really pretty, isn't it? Is that Second World War?
Hey! Point it upwards, sir. Oh, for fuck's sake. Here, let me see if it's loaded.
You look like you could do that blindfolded.
Well, I can. And I do. I find it very relaxing. Good for meditation. See, meditation is concentrating the front of the mind with a mundane task, so the rest of the mind can find peace.
And you find peace with guns?
On occasion. It has been known. Listen. I know it's not your thing. But if you ever have to kill somebody, never, ever tell a living soul.
Oh.
Who's this?
My name is Dragon.
How do you get this number?
Boatman Paul gave me your number. In the end. Well, I believe you have some property that belongs to my employer. And you're the person I should talk to about the return of this cargo. Stolen by your associate, the Duke.
Dragon. The Duke is nothing to do with me.
Yes, the Duke came to Amsterdam, used your name, said he worked for you. Are you listening?
Dragon? I've got an idea. Why don't you come around for breakfast? I'll squeeze some orange juice and grind some coffee and we can talk about this like adults. How does that sound?
Sounds very hospitable.
Do you know where I live?
No.
Well, fuck off then.
Duke's gone missing. It's a fucking nightmare.
Peter everywhere. This was meant to be piss easy, no fucking sweat.
Calm down, Gavin. I'm sure Duke's just fine.
Yeah, well, you've got 48 hours to find the buyer. I'm sending them back, okay?
Listen. Don't do anything stupid, Gazza.
I will have to grief.
We've gone underground, mate, off the radar. Nothing personal, but I don't trust you or any fucker.
Listen. I just had a phone call from Gazza, being a crybaby, threatening to offload those pills in 48 hours. Between you and that gobshite Duke, he's promised Jimmy a bumper payday. So you better get busy, hadn't you?
Hey, look, I said to Jimmy I'd try it off.
He put yous together. You and Duke. That's his job. Huh? You two can't make music. He's gonna want his wife out either way. That's business.
I hope you put this Dragon straight.
Yeah, I told him to fuck off.
What? Please tell me you're fucking joking.
Well, I'm beginning to regret it now. We've got to find the Duke. Find these fucking pills. We can't rely on these fucking monkeys to call Jean whenever it suits them.
Looked everywhere. There's no sign. They've all gone completely offside.
You're telling me you can't find any of his firm?
Maybe this Dragon geezer's already found the Duke and, you know, done the business.
Yeah, well, there is someone I can call. You two, keep looking.
Wait, you're gonna leave it to us?
This Dragon geezer is phoning me. I am the target. And if we don't find the Duke, this, everything, all over.
Hello?
Hello. It's me, Sydney's mate.
Yeah. What took you so long to call?
I've been busy. You sound sleepy. You're just woken up.
So when am I going to see you?
What are you doing now?
Nothing. No, I was just lying in bed.
Wondering what to do.
You still in bed?
Yeah.
You're lying there naked?
No, I've got a little t-shirt on. But that's all. Here, wait, listen to this.
What's that?
I was just rubbing the phone against my fanny. Did you like it? My, oh my, it's fresh this morning.
Got my nipples. Standing up like little soldiers. What is a girl to do, eh?
Tammy, why don't we meet up now and book a table for lunch?
I said
what? Yeah, don't worry about a table. We'll have a bit of room service.
Yeah, okay.
1 hour.
Hang on.
Sydney is driving me fucking mad.
We're not expecting Sydney, are we?
Sydney's a kissing dude's ass.
Not around here, I hope.
No, over by Greenwich Market, so you can relax, everyone. It's just the two of us. All good things come to those who wait.
I'm Jimmy's old colleague, Eddie Temple. Fuck! He told you to locate my daughter, hunt her down like some lost mongrel.
He said you asked for his help.
Mr. Troop could find anyone on the planet in 10 minutes flat. If you laid a finger on my little daughter, Charlotte, you'd be over the edge like that. You'd join that other little shit, Kinky. You thought he could take my $5,000 and fuck me over. The audacity. How fucking dare you? I've known Jimmy Price for 45 years. It pays me to keep an eye on him. Do you know what a remora of fish is?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Well, Jimmy's been swimming in my slipstream all my fucking life. I thought he might put some volatile psychopath on the job. But I've checked you out, son. You're a smart boy. But you keep very, very bad company. You know, I host a charity golf tournament every year. It's quite an event on the social calendar, even though I say so myself. I like to invite Jimmy. Some of my friends find him absurdly hilarious.
Drinks are on me! Drinks are everywhere! Champagne! Fucking good gear and all!
But I've come unstuck in my attempts to provide a spectacle for my chums. Jimmy, as usual, on the lookout for tidbits, has made the acquaintance of the development minister of some tin pot republic. They're trawling the West for investments. They have vast deposits of natural resources. Quite an investment for the right man. They've sent in men from Timbuktu, explaining all the details. Profits, shares, long-term investments, short-term investments. They've even made him an honorary citizen. Even made him one of the tribe. What we didn't know, until it all ended in tears, was that the hard-line communist insurgents who control the country outside the mining areas.
Bad news about our little venture, Jim. The communists have broken through the government lines, heading for the capital with little resistance.
What the fuck are you on about?
I always thought this might happen. I got word they were planning a major push, the final coup de grace. I told Jimmy.
It's all over, Jim. Fuck's sake, keep your voice down, will you? Get my money out, quick, now.
As if it was some little kiddie's piggy bank. Now, I explained that wasn't possible. We thought we'd bought a government.
Maybe someone made a better offer. Have a drink, forget about it. You win some, you lose some.
How much are we talking here, Mr. Temple?
Only a cheeky half mil, Jim.
That's much more than that.
How much?
13.
13 what?
13 million pounds. I'm fucked.
Have you gone fucking mad? 13 million pounds? God. How could you be so fucking stupid? Now you've been white grafted, royally turned over like some fucking yank buying London Bridge.
Don't you talk to me like that.
You accuse me of instigating it.
I think it's no coincidence I met those fuckers at your tournament.
You fucking demented.
Asked me to fly to Zurich to negotiate with the minister who's still parked up in La Maison Grande. Still eating well. Big fat fucker. On little Jimmy's nest egg.
So Jimmy thought he could keep Charlotte hostage while you went to Zurich to get his money back.
Little Jimmy was so stupid, he thought he couldn't lose either way.
Sorry, what?
But if you find Charlotte, he's got his hostage. If I find you trying to find her, I do his dirty work.
I'm still not with you.
Your lives are inextricably linked. You see, I've found out something very interesting about Jimmy. Something I've long suspected. But I'll let Jimmy explain. You follow me. Suffered Jimmy's CID was geezers you was at school with routine. The other chap's Albert Carter, another twisted bastard from the old neighborhood, member of the regional crime squad. May you sit back, relax, enjoy.
It ain't like doing business for your lot in the old days. They've all gone squeaky on me.
Tell me about it, Jim. I have to box real clever with those wired up college boys from anti-corruption.
Fucking dogs.
Slags. 10 grand.
All right, so go and wait, Jim.
10K. Hardly seems worth the bother.
Yeah. There's only so much in those former funds. What about Jean? Does he suspect anything?
Well, about me working for the old firm. Listen, Jean
is too loyal for his own good.
He can do a cryptic.
I don't fucking believe it.
You better believe it. Because it's fucking happening.
Where did you get this?
Mr. Troop made it for me. It's one of his little hobbies.
I don't fucking believe it.
Don't you want to hear what Jimmy has to say about you?
I've got one for you. Plucked and ready for the pot.
Just give us a name and he's gone.
In time. I don't want a bunce. I want him out of the way.
Flash young run. One of the new breed, isn't he? Reckons he can just waltz off into retirement. I want him away for 12.
Well, if he's got a killer glass eye on board, he's looking at double figures.
I'll put it there myself.
Sounds personal, Jim.
Yeah, he's got a few quid tucked away. He's going to come right in handy.
It's me. Set him up with that slippery accountant in the first place. Fucking ragged. Let slip, didn't he?
You'll miss him when he's gone, Mr. Price.
Thank you. The flash runt who thinks he's retiring. You've no idea what Jimmy was up to. How do you think these fuckers earn a living? I would have thought a smart young man like you would know that already.
Can I have that?
Mr. Troop.
Yeah.
Thank you. This looks like you, son. Smart part of town. Anyway, I'll keep an eye open. Must dash off, get home, wash and brush up. Opera tonight. The damnation of Faust. Man sells his soul to the devil. It all ends in tears. These arrangements usually do. One more thing, young man. Always remember, the art of good business is being a good middleman. Bye-bye.
I've got him.
Got who?
Sydney. Remember? Yellow Range Rover. Seems they sent our little friend out to get something to eat.
Good.
Tell Morty.
So what do we do now?
Call Morty.
Hello?
Shut up and listen. No more insults, no more games. If I do not get my cargo back, you're a dead man.
Dragon, I've been doing some checking. I found out who you represent. I think I can point you in the direction of your boss's merchandise.
Come to my hotel room now.
No, look, please. I don't mean to be discourteous, but I think I'd rather meet you in a public place.
You have nothing to fear. I'm a reasonable man.
That's not what I've heard. I'll meet you at Greenwich Park Observatory. Any taxi driver will drop you off there.
I can read a map.
Tomorrow, midday.
Tomorrow at 12. I'll be there.
That's rude, Mr. Dragon.
The condition's red down there, pal. They're digi as fuck. They haven't moved from that lockup. Have a look at the geezer at the front, on the door. Definitely know him from somewhere. This could get a bit messy, you know.
What about the blokes in the red? What they do?
Well, they're just mechanics. They got their own little ringing coup going on. The lorries come in at night one colour and go out in the morning another. But they're definitely nothing to do with the Dukes boys.
Fuck me, look who it isn't.
Who's that?
Doesn't matter. I've got work to do. You stay here. Those pills move. You call me, right?
Yeah, you go.
Day and night, Terry.
What do you mean, night?
Day and night.
Been here all day. Get Clarke, you're doing.
Day and fucking night. You got it?
Hello, young man. Thank you for coming at such short notice. Hope you didn't feel too summoned. How are you?
I'm in the best of health, Mr. Temple. Thank you for asking. How are you keeping?
I'm very well, thank you.
How was the performance of Faust?
Complex. No wonder it took him 60 years to write it.
How's the family?
What the fuck is this, a vicar's tea party?
Well, Mr. Temple, you have been known to take your conversations away with you.
Oh, being a clever bastard, are we? How do I know you're not wired up?
Well, I'm not.
Then we'll have to trust each other, won't we? Sit down. I've been thinking after our little chat the other day. Your pills. How much the lot?
Oh, I've already got a buyer. Nearly took my hand off. Putting the money together now.
I told you, lad, I'm still thinking. It's only been 3 days. What's the fucking hurry?
What's he paying for?
Well, I can't tell you that. It's confidential.
Don't be an idiot. Let me match his offer.
They've got history. Bad juju. And anyway, the Serbian maniac's in hot pursuit. Did
the thing is, if I sold them to you, I'd have to disappoint him. And he is definitely not the sort of person...
I did you a big fucking favor letting you know about Jimmy. I think you owe me.
$2.5 million in sterling and euros, high denomination use notes.
So if I gave you $3 million, that'd keep everyone happy. Let me state my position. You can sell these pills to whoever you like. That's your privilege. That's your business. But I'll tell you, I'll be very, very unhappy if you don't sell them to me. You understand?
Okay, Mr. Temple. $3 million done. My buyers aren't going to be happy then.
Fuck it. Here you go.
You're going to need some help. Someone who can eliminate the problem. Someone who's a bit handy, yeah?
Oh, whoa. Slow down, kiddo.
Mr. Luckett does a job of freelance work. I don't need to know. None of my business. You tell him when, and he'll come down on the train. Thanks, Clough. Excuse me.
Mr. Temple,
you deliver them to my bonded warehouse. When do I get my consignment?
Monday. Tuesday, probably.
Tuesday? I'm paying over the odds, remember? England, typical. Even drug dealers don't work weekends.
That's good news. That's your chair, Gina.
Yeah. Everything's under control.
By the way, Cody's been calling chasing this thing, Brad. You gotta pay him.
Hey, Gino, what's up? What's the good news, Gene?
Oh, yeah? What's that?
You murdered him. Gene, open the fucking door, man.
Stay out of it, Marty.
Gene!
Murder!
Who is dead?
Jimmy's dead?
He killed him! Threw his fucking gun away!
Fucking door, you hear me?
Why?
Fucking door!
Get off him!
No, listen, Marty. Listen to me, Marty! I got a call earlier from a cousin we've got bent. They found Jimmy's body last night. In his own backyard. It was this sly bastard.
This boy's no killer, man. Somebody's made a fucking mistake.
All right, come on. Let's see. Read it out loud.
The senior ranks only murder squad investigation victim James Lionel Price.
The ballistics report. Read the fucking ballistics report.
Preliminary ballistic report. No rounds recovered. Disintegrated on impact. One recovered cartridge casing.
Yeah, you forgot to take the cartridge case, didn't you? You got sloppy.
Jack pattern consistent with murder weapon used in unsolved homicide of Lawrence Francis Gower, also known as Crazy Larry Flynn. Wait a minute. I got it. Whoever killed Crazy Larry must have killed Jimmy.
No. The fucking gun was the same. The one he stole from my flat.
You killed Crazy Larry.
So? This fucker killed Jimmy.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
He was an informer! He was a police informer!
Jimmy, you grass!
He fucking mad! You'll have to do better than that.
I've got a recording at home of Jimmy and a cousin called Albie Carter!
Gee. Let's listen to this shit. If he's lying, we'll both fucking kill him.
Mr. Mortimer reckons the Tylers are bringing in shooters from Jamaica. In Manchester, they got someone in immigration straight now.
Oh, I don't think anybody gives a fuck about spades shooting spades.
Don't you care about dead darkies, Albert?
What about Gene? Does he suspect anything?
What? About me working for the old firm?
Convinced?
You don't fuck about, do you?
But Jimmy was skint, huh? That's why he set up the whole Amsterdam business with Duke. Mm.
I really think that we should keep all of this to ourselves, right?
Really?
Why did you kill Larry?
Funny enough, it was Jimmy persuaded me. Jimmy never liked Larry from the start.
Look at that wrong and waving his money around. It ain't right.
Hey! I love you, man.
See, he saw the future was drugs. Needed to be run like a business. Crazy Larry was no fucking businessman. After that business with Kilburn and Jerry.
That's it, son. You do him. Bollocks!
He wanted him gone, and I didn't have any problem doing him. That's why I did it.
But why didn't you keep the gun?
It sounds silly now, but it was my favorite.
Well, I hope you don't tell the other guns you got favorites.
So what's the next move, boss?
Well, I'm going to bed. Don't know what you two are doing. We can talk about it tomorrow.
Saying.
Je m'appelle Jean Paul. Je suis anglaise.
So when does the target get here, then?
The target? The target's gonna be here at exactly midday.
Where?
Here, right fucking here.
You got a photo?
No, it's okay, don't worry about it.
He's worried?
I'm gonna have some binoculars. I'll give you a little signal, won't you?
I could get the 1:10 home from here. Let's have a little recce. After we do the business, walk slowly back. Remember, it's a stroll in the park. Don't run, whatever you do. The first 5 minutes, nobody's going to have a clue what's going on. Hopefully it'll be mayhem. So try to stay relaxed. Don't do anything to draw attention to yourself. Or me. Afterwards, take me to the underground station. I'll look after myself. There.
Time?
12:06. I hope this fella's not going to be late. Maybe you'll be early.
That'd be nice. Can you see that guy on the left?
Big fella marching up the hill.
That's our man.
Are you sure?
For fuck's sake, I'm gonna call him.
It's up to you. You're the client.
As soon as he answers, he's gone, okay?
Okie dokie.
Stand by. Now.
English. You have no idea of honor and respect. I usually kill for less. I want my cargo and the Duke.
I haven't got your pills. Just give me a day.
Don't piss in my pocket and tell me it's raining. Now listen to me for the last time. You won't bring me what is mine.
No, I don't. Jesus!
You have one more day. See you tomorrow at Dustbite Statue. And remember, I will be watching you.
What the fuck were you thinking about? Getting Trevor's man down here to shoot this Serb in a public park?
Trevor's gonna go ballistic. Now what the fuck do I tell him?
Hmm? What a fucking mess you've made!
You've gone fucking mad, haven't you?
You think you're a gangster, huh?
Oh, fuck off!
You wanna play? Well, you do it somewhere else, because if you do it near me, I'll put you in a fucking wheelchair. Stick to your fucking sums!
Listen. Listen to me. Dragon's already killed Paul. He's done the Duke. He's just put a bullet right between Lucky's eyes. I was fucking there. He's watching our every move. I mean, who's next? Me?
I wish.
Oh, fuck off. Look, it could be you or Morty.
Dragon said he wanted the pills and the Duke. Where the fuck's the Duke? What?
I should have told you this earlier. Duke and Slasher came by the office the other day.
What? Look, Paul the Boatman was top last night, right? I mean, I've got to get on my toes sharp as here, mate.
Oi! Aren't you, meat, brought here right now, yeah? Getting that smug fucking yuppie bastard to tell Duke that those pills are useless after sending us over there in the fucking first place,
hey,
yeah?
Hang on, you've lost me now.
Yeah, well, if you have us over, I swear by fucking almighty God, I'll call the fucking law.
Wait, Sasha, what are you talking about?
I swear fucking
shut
call
your
the
fucking
law.
Noise, you didn't mean that.
I do Jeez, fucking
you
mean it. I fucking do
just
call the fucking
fuck
law,
up.
I will.
You didn't mean
I'll
that.
Call the fucking law.
Oh. That's where playing the being a gangster gets you. You're not in there because I like you.
I'm beginning to feel left out.
Why? I seem to remember Freddy Hurst is still in intensive care after your jolly little reunion the other day.
Fucking hell, Duke. For once you might be of some use.
Car's on the phone.
It's on. He'll pick you up at 9 o'clock in the morning, Gallup's Corner, you know?
Yeah.
Hey. With Jimmy gone, these pills are gonna make a nice fat contribution to my retirement fund. So don't fuck things up again, okay? If you do, you'll wish this dragon had shot you between the eyes, understand? Best of luck.
Thanks.
Hello? Fuck off!
Sydney, I have told you, stop answering my phone, okay? Who was it?
Wrong number, Tim.
Sydney.
How you doing, then?
I'm all right, thank you, Sydney. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah.
scatter.
This place stinks. We want to get you out of here. 50p a pill. At least that way, we all come out with something in our pocket.
Yeah, I think they're worth a lot more than that.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Gazza, this is a reality check. Now, Paul's dead. Jimmy's dead. Duke and Slasher, fuck knows where they are.
This gear is knockoff, and the Serbs you nicked it from, well, they kill you like you take a piss.
Is this for me?
Yes. Your cargo's gone, I'm afraid. It was seized by...
I know already.
How do you know?
I watched.
I don't believe this! Cactus is gonna go fucking spare! We are in shit! You lot are fucked up again!
Oh, fucking hell. Right, leave it to me, lads. I'll explain to Inspector Cox that his suspect a scarf because you're blundering. Fucking knobheads. Helmets up!
Delta Uniform Kilo Echo.
Is this a subtle thing, sir?
How did that other little errand go?
Success. As far as I could make out.
Where is my fucking prisoner? You old ladies couldn't catch a fucking cold if you tried!
No, I just want to say...
Shut up, you soppy wanker!
Go. Dingo bongo.
So tell me, is this area now secure?
Yes, sir.
Well, you can fuck off then, can't you?
So where are the pills, genius?
This is them now.
Couldn't leave this behind.
Greenies.
You are in the wrong game, mate. You should work with us.
Are we square? Yeah, we're sweet.
Seems so. So your pills are in the back. Help yourself.
Thank you.
Yes, it will do. Bye-bye.
You're off the hook, Morty. Freddy Hurst is out of his coma.
News. Hey. Good news, mate. Listen, good one for you. Irishman, Porky San Snorting Charlie. He said if I catch you doing that again, I'll rub your fucking nose in it.
Wants to see you in his office.
Ah, come in. Sit down. Yeah. Payment. You look shocked, son.
You taking the fucking piss?
You and Jimmy have caused my little angel Charlotte considerable anxiety. She's off to Arizona for a course of intense treatment. I'm keeping those pills for myself by way of compensation. I think I'm entitled. Simple. End of. The amount of trouble you've caused the last few days, Jimmy. Poor little Jimmy. I think it would be in your interest if this thing finishes here, now, today. You understand?
Well, it doesn't matter what I do. This lot are going to come after you.
No, they're too long in the tooth to go rampaging around the country looking for revenge. Look at them. Bunch of underendowed, aging... Fuck pigs.
Are you enjoying this?
No, on the contrary. Take it as a compliment. You're a bright young man. This monkey business is in your blood, under your skin. You're not getting out, you're just getting in. You're only getting started. I've every faith in you. And one day in the future, it'll be you sitting here in my place, telling some young Turk the facts of life.
And they are, Mr. Temple.
You're born, you take shit. Get out in the world, you take more shit. Climb a little higher, take less shit. Till one day you're up in the rarefied atmosphere and you've forgotten what shit even looks like. Welcome to the layer cake, son. This thing ends here tonight, you understand? Drug money's easy money, not grief. The odds, as you can see, are against you. Good night.
If you're going to hang around in this game, that's where you've got to aim to be. Sitting in your bonded warehouse with the ex-professional soldiers doing the dirty work while you deliver the highly suspect educational lecture to battle your opponents and cover your tracks. The art of good business is being a good middleman, putting people together. I'll always thank Eddie for telling me that. It's all about honor and respect.
This is the end, Mr. Duke. As I told you. Pirule?
Polizia.
Yeah.
You what? I fucking enjoyed that, brother.
Just like the old days, Shanks. Nice bit of armed robbery.
Hello?
You all right? Where do you want the money sent now?
As soon as I do, Trev.
And again, look, I am sorry about Lucky.
Don't worry about a killer.
Mum was a prick anyway. Later.
Ready?
Yeah, that's good.
Did I really think Eddie was going to give me 3 million for those pills? Did I fuck? But suddenly, there was a void where once there was Jimmy Price. And after a couple of days of going around in my head, Eddie's little getting in and getting out speech started to make sense.
King is dead. Long live the king.
Well, I'm honored. But for me, this is all over. Getting out.
What was true then is true now.
Have a plan, stick to it. So I'm sure you gentlemen must have lots to discuss, but I have no business being here. Someone to meet. Adios, amigo. Paul the Boatman. Kinky. The Duke. Slasher. Kilbin Jerry. Crazy Larry. Mr. Lucky. Troop. Jimmy. I didn't want to add my name to that list. My name? If you knew that, you'd be as clever as me.
I'm sorry.
Do you understand me now? Sometimes you see that I'm bad. Don't you know no one alive can always be a letter when everything goes wrong, you see it's bad. Oh, but I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes again it seems all I have is worth. I'm seeing my own side. Hey, but I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I see edges, I want you to know I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I've got my share. But that's one thing I never mean to do, no. 'Cause I love you. I love you, time I found myself all alone, regret all the fullest sense of life. Yeah, but I'm just a soul who just can't sound a girl. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.